You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A few weeks ago, we had talked about how they were developing something that could be surgically implanted to help heartburn. Well, we are going to be talking about that today. We do have this implantable heartburn device, which actually helps you with your lower esophageal sphincter. So after you guys get through the giggles, we will talk about that one. We are also going to be talking about how, you know, the drink size limits that Mayor Bloomberg had started. This fad apparently is kind of backfiring because people are just over drinking their drinks instead. We also have a lady who suffers from horrible, horrible headaches and actually ends up ingesting her extra brain fluid, and that keeps her headaches at bay. For those of us suffering from headaches, we could just drink our cerebral spinal fluid. Plus, we have a study that has come out saying weight loss surgery has been tied to increased colon cancer risk. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your concerns. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. We've received also lots of your calls about the, gun control bill and that subject that we spent a lot of time on yesterday. So we'll probably get to your comments a little bit later this hour. But right now we're going to jump into medical news. So weight loss surgery. Many of you guys have considered, and some of you have actually had surgery to decrease your weight, whether it be lap band or bariatric, et cetera. And, you know, some of these surgeries are phenomenal. I never thought I would be a fan of bariatric surgery. And maybe it's because when I first saw it done, when I was a student, one of the doctors who did it, he was pretty, you know, mean, and I don't think I was able to enjoy the surgery and work with him as well as I wanted to on the follow-up because he was kind of a jerk, okay? You know, but, it did intrigue me. All right, but I was like, cutting the stomach and diverting and all that. Well, then they came out with other softer ways to do bariatric surgery, just removing the pouch or maybe just putting a band around the stomach, et cetera, and, the lap band procedure. And, you know, my patients were losing weight, and it was phenomenal. And they were actually, ceasing to have diabetes. You know, one of my patients, I haven't been able to follow up on him because, I mean, he's healthy. He's not on his blood pressure medicines anymore, thank God. He's not on his diabetic medications anymore. So I used to see him every 3 months, and I haven't seen him at all. So I'm going to kind of give him a call this week and just go, look, I just want to know how you're doing. But he had the lap band. Just the lap band procedure dropped about 200 pounds. It was amazing. But I did have a couple patients who had the bariatric surgery, and they had it when they were younger. And a few years later, they come to my office as patients for something, and I diagnose cancer. Two different types of cancer. And I was, talking to the oncologist, and I'm like, is there something about losing the weight drastically that could be possibly putting somebody at risk for cancer? Is it, the body doesn't like anything drastic, or body does not like drama. They like everything transitional, very smooth. And is somebody going through a 100-pound weight loss so rapidly enough to affect your immune system? Well, he didn't have a comment on that, but that's something I've always had as a theory in the back of my head. So today we see this study where it looked at 77,000 obese patients. Swedish and English researchers found in these patients the risk for colon cancer among those that had the surgery double than the general population. Now, they say colon cancer risk among obese patients that didn't have the surgery was only 26% higher than in the general population. All right. Now, obesity, we know, can put you at risk for cancer. Okay, we understand that. And we also know that colon cancer could be linked to obesity. We also know that poor eating could be linked to obesity. Poor colonic transit. Okay? So we always tell you to eat your fiber because increased fiber decreases colon cancer risk. Well, what if people having, and I don't think they're actually telling us what type of surgery, if it was the lap band, gastric sleeve, or the bypass. But, and I'm gonna try to find a source that looks at the study a little bit more in depth than what I have here from Fox News. But, you know, if you are, I don't know much about your post-operative period, years from you're having the surgery, but, I don't really hear patients complain of constipation. Most of my patients are sticking to a healthy diet. So then what could it be? My guess then would be it was the shock. Okay, they say 100,000 people in the U.S. have surgery to treat obesity. All right, obesity obviously tied to colorectal cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. Two earlier studies, run from the U.S. and one from Sweden, found the chances of obesity-related cancers decline after women have weight loss surgery. So again, we don't want you to be fearful of weight loss surgery. Between the heart attack and the stroke and the diabetes and the prostate cancer and breast cancer risk, you need to be slimmer. And if that's the only way you could slim down, we're still, this one study will not change our thinking. All right. But the idea that in this surgery group, 70 people developed colorectal cancer, which is a rate that's 60% higher than would be expected for the population that they were looking at, it just, to me, would then tell us, okay, fine. For those of you that have had any sort of bariatric surgery, make sure you get yourself checked for colon cancer. Now, keep in mind, colon cancer is fairly easy to be on top of if you're getting your colonoscopies. If you're getting your frequent colonoscopies and they see polyps, they could take out that polyp and that polyp doesn't turn to colon cancer. Okay? Colon cancer comes from polyps. Not all polyps turn to colon cancer, but colon cancer starts from these polyps. So you go in, you take the polyps out. You know, so my whenever I see any of these studies, okay, you always take them with a grain of salt, but what can we learn from it? What should we do? Well, if any of you have had this type of surgery, talk to your doctor about the study. And if you are due for colon cancer screening, get it done. Don't blow it off. Okay? That's kind of easy advice. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk about, I want to finish up with this auto recall. Don't go away, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1562.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.60, $800.80 for a half ounce, or $400.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,601.60, $800.80, and $400.40.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. I said show. Whew. Okay. You got to be very careful with those SH words on radio. Thank you for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to my boss for not firing me whenever I accidentally sound like I said something I wasn't supposed to say on air. By the way, I really want to thank you guys for telling me about Duck Dynasty. I finally saw my first show of Duck Dynasty. Oh, my gosh. That was funny. The episode, I turned it on because I never had a chance to TiVo it. The problem is I TiVo the Pawn Stars, I TiVo Dallas, I TiVo Glee, I TiVo Impractical Jokers. Ice Cold Gold is the next one I can't wait to see. We got Deadliest Catch coming up. And so I'm flipping around, and I guess A&E had the Duck Dynasty on. So I turn it on, and I guess it was at the end of the show where I guess they're striking, you know, I piqued my interest. I'm like, okay, oh man, what are they striking against? So I got to see that whole show. And then I went into the show where I guess somebody lost a lizard, you know, and so the dad comes in to, trap it and shoot it, and they put flour all over the place. It was a funny show. I mean, you don't learn anything like you do on Pawn Stars. I was expecting to, you know, see some duck hunting but I did learn a little bit about trapping. I thought that was good. I guess, you know, when you want to trap or you want to, track, you know, let's say you're, what you want to trap, you know, you could use flour as if it was like snow outside. Pretty cool stuff. So I learned a little something, but, whichever one of you told me to watch Duck Dynasty, thank you. That was a good one. Please keep, sharing what I should be on top of, because, you know, Glee's gonna hit its season finale soon, and I watch Hell's Kitchen too. I love Hell's Kitchen. But everything's all TiVo'd, and then I just work out to whatever, is on when I want to work out. So, don't forget to email me at drdahlia.com or, Facebook or Twitter me, what I should watch next. But, we got Ice Cold Gold ready to go, and we got Deadliest Catch ready to go. I cannot wait for Deadliest Catch. Okay, quickly, in the previous hour, I was starting to tell you all about a vehicle recall. 3.3 million vehicles in the U.S. are being recalled over the passenger airbag. Honda, Toyota, Nissan, and Mazda. I'm sorry. We're calling about 3.3 million. I've never had a Mazda. I've had a, you know what? I don't think I've had all American cars except I've had Isuzu. I had a little Isuzu truck when I was going up to medical school. That, but I think all my other cars have been American. So, but anyway, Mazda. Anyway, 3.3 million vehicles worldwide because the passenger side airbag could deploy with too much force, sending shards of metal into the passenger area. For those of you who are like, well, I don't really care because my mother-in-law sits in the passenger side. No, you have to care. Worldwide, the recalls announced in Tokyo include about 1.7 million Toyotas, 1.1 million Hondas, 480,000 Nissans, and 20,000 Mazdas. Almost 1.4 million of the vehicles are in the U.S. Among the automakers, they say Honda has the most serious continuing problem with the airbag. They've already recalled about 2 million vehicles. So for those of you that are still driving around, let me give you the models real quick. I guess the 2001 3-3 Toyota Corolla, Corolla Matrix, Sequoia Tundra, and the Lexus SC430. You know what I'm going to have you guys do? There's too many. I'm going to have you, Nissan Maxima, et cetera, of the year. I want you guys to go to their websites and find out which car, just to make sure. Whenever there's a recall, I like to tell you guys about it because, you know, you drive next to me, you know, and the last thing I need is shards of metal going all over the place, okay? 1-877, I want you guys safe, especially your mother-in-law on the passenger side. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of cars, car exhaust linked to childhood cancer, just what you wanted to hear, all right? Apparently, scientific experts have reams of data, they say reams, to show that the nation faces an epidemic of illness that is exacerbated by vehicle exhaust. Cardiovascular disease, asthma, COPD, lung cancer, diabetes. Now they're saying childhood cancer. An incidence of acute lymphocytic lymphoblastic leukemia, which is a white blood cell cancer, and two other childhood cancers at higher risk if mom during pregnancy was in high polluted traffic areas. Okay, Julia Heck is the epidemiologist at UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health. Well, UCLA should know because they're in L.A. and they got a lot of traffic there. Heck found a link to germ cell tumors, which are cancers of the testicles, ovaries, and other organs. Eye cancer like a retinoblastoma, which can affect both eyes. They've also linked lymphoma and brain tumors to vehicle dust. Now, I mean, we know the pollutants are issues, the carbon monoxide, the nitrogen oxides, the particulates like the dust and the soot, the toxic air pollutants like benzene. Fox News reports that these chemical particles have been linked to lung cancer, breast cancer in adults, but we haven't studied the children. And this is where we're looking at. I mean, you know, I remember my mom telling me to hold my breath. Okay, I thought it was because she was farting, but no, you know, we would be driving by a high, you know, whenever, you know, cars in front of you, their exhaust would fart or something, right? It would go into our car and, you know, would be coughing and we couldn't breathe because of the truck in front of us. Well, obviously in the last few decades, we've really improved, you know, with the help of the EPA and, you know, I hate to give credit to the, DMV, but you know we've definitely improved on a lot of our car emissions, but I just remember my mom freaking out, and the reason why she did is because her brother had died of leukemia, and in the 50s, and they were always contemplating, was it the nuclear testing, was it the pollution, what, you know, was it the cows and the milk from the cows around the nuclear testing that could have done it, you know, and there was all this speculation. So my mom never wanted us to breathe anything that wasn't as clear as possible. But, you know, I was born in L.A. and, you know, grew up in Phoenix and then Vegas, so not the cleanest of air. You know, it's tough. When you live in an area like that, I mean, when I went to school at UCLA, I didn't have a choice about the traffic. There's no way. You know, taking the 405 down to UCLA, yeah, there's Sepulveda Boulevard, but that's, you know, that's slammed with cars, too. There's just nothing about it. I mean, I know you could use the recirculatory air, the recirculated air in your car, but, I think the next phase should be these filters that you could get. I think trucks can get filters. I saw one of you on the Truckers Forum discuss an ozone filter. I'm not sure if it was a sales pitch by one of the members, but I saw that some of you were discussing filters in the trucks. I think it's a brilliant idea, sales pitch or not. If there's something that you could filter while you're driving and you're around exhaust, true truckers are in highways, etc., but a lot of us are exposed to the nitrates and the nitrous and the oxide and the carbon monoxide and the exhaust. Maybe we need to start having filters in the car. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of us have headaches, and we get chronic headaches. Now, whenever I have a person with chronic headaches, I like to get a neurologist involved, and I like to get an MRI. Many people don't. Well, this lady came to learn that she suffered from idiopathic intracranial hypertension. This is caused from a buildup of fluid on the skull. It pushes down on the brain, can actually cause blindness. Her condition was so severe that she was bedridden and they thought she was having a stroke. So this excess brain fluid, they decided to drain. And many of you have seen the headline, "Woman drinks her own brain fluid to stop headaches." Well, no, she isn't drinking it per se. It's being shunted into her stomach. These drains, called the ventricle peritoneal shunt, has been attached from her brain to the stomach. So she just basically digests her own brain fluid, as opposed to it just dripping out of the side, okay? Remember, you need to keep the stuff kind of sterile, because as sterile as you can, because you don't want to get infection up into the brain. So she said, "Before, my life was pretty miserable. I spent days in bed, lying on the sofa, feeling pretty sorry for myself." Now, again, some of you may be like, "I have headaches. Stick a shunt in me." You need to get see the neurologist and make sure you get some sort of an MRI or imaging study. If you don't have the extra fluid, no, nothing should be stuck into your head. I guess they had done a lumbar puncture. It was a needle that was put into the spine, drew out the fluid, and they saw that she had too much spinal fluid. So sometimes this can't be picked up on the MRI. Sometimes they do a lumbar spine to figure this out. Now, you know, when many of you have headaches, the first thing many of you ask me is, "Do I have a tumor?" All right? And, you know, I had a friend who had, you know, headaches for a while. It turned out to be a brain tumor. So it's something we always think about. But, you know, most of us get headaches, and not all of us get tumors. So whenever you have a headache, no, you don't need to panic that you have a brain tumor. Your doctor, though, to ease your mind, will do an imaging test, and they will scan the brain. And when they scan the brain, they look to make sure that there's no issues with fluids, infection, deformities, or tumors. So that's why I think the scan is so critical, and it eases your mind. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about a local dentist removing all the teeth without permission, and Taco Bell promises better nutrition. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. I need the WD-40, my microphone. I don't know. Every time I move my microphone, it kind of makes a squeaky sound. All right. Well, there's worse sounds that could be made coming from my end, so I think a squeaky sound we'll just deal with. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So Taco Bell has promised better nutrition by the year 2020. Okay, not by the year 2014, not 2017, but by 2020. It is the largest Mexican fast food chain, and it has announced new nutritional plans to have 20% of its combo meals to meet one-third of the federal government's recommended dietary guidelines. One-third because, you know, average 3 meals a day, right? Okay, so then all the, you know, if they are going to suffice as one meal, then they are going to make sure they're at the one-third of the calorie mark that's needed, et cetera. And Taco Bell, you'll care Taco Bell. Taco Bell, I'm okay with. I've preferred Del Taco a little bit more sometimes. I think what it is I love Mexican food so much. And, you know, once you've had really good Mexican food, it's really hard to, you know, then go to Taco Bell. Okay, but for those of you that don't have a chance to eat Mexican food a lot, Taco Bell's good, you see. You know, you can't be spoiled by having had some real good. I mean, I've been living in the Southwest all my life. Once you have a good chimichanga, you just can't go back. Okay, anyway. So I guess new products are being developed at Taco Bell going forward and will have to meet new criteria. Okay, let me see, what are their criteria? Well, they aren't going to the criteria, probably about the salt and the carbs and the fat, etc. They're going to, though, test out certain better-for-you products later this year in 2004. You know what place I really, really like? I like Baja Fresh. I like how you could get the salads. Now, you know, true, you know, things can still be caloric in Baja Fresh, but, you know, you see the ingredients, it just, you just don't think you're eating something that came out of a refrigerator or a freezer, you know? I'm not saying that's what happens at Taco Bell, but, you know, I'm a huge fan of Baja Fresh in terms of, I don't know if it's considered fast food. They say it's Volcano Nachos, okay? Nachos Volcano has 970 calories, 58 grams of fat, and 1,600 milligrams of sodium. Now, I know people are going to panic if that goes away, but, you know, they're going to be doing some test products, seeing how they go. Yeah, I love I mean, but here's the thing. If you're going to do nachos and do them right, they're going to be high in calories. Okay? What I think the problem is with what we're doing is we're trying to make chocolate, we're trying to make beer, we're trying to make high-calorie foods acceptable to certain guidelines. And I think how we need to address this is, of you know, if you're going to eat nachos, then it's going to be your cheat day, right? You know, like, I can't tell you how many of my diabetics would eat, like, sugar-free cookies or the Laura Scudder cookies or you know, sugar-free this. And, you know, they said, you know, look, I've been just eating sugar-free. I mean, I had a whole bag of them, but it was sugar-free. And I tell them, I would have rather you just had one cookie, but I'm diabetic. I go, exactly. I would have rather you just had the one real thing and then, you know, have a salad with dinner instead of, you know, cut carbs and figure it out, than overcompensate with the other. So, I mean, my recommendation to any of these restaurants and, you know, et cetera, is trying to come up with low-calorie nachos or low-calorie three-meat pizza or low-calorie calzones or non-alcoholic beer or, you know, I mean, they're never going to work. They're just not going to work. Now, some of you guys can make a good sugar-free apple pie, and I'm proud of you. You know what? You know, for doing that. I see. You know, we live in Las Vegas, and the buffets sometimes have a sugar-free section. So whenever my mother-in-law comes into town and they want to go to a buffet, she could have some sugar-free desserts. That's cool. But you know, when you try to take something that is knowingly high in calories and try to play with it to make it healthier. No. I mean, I would almost rather we start moving, you know, to the idea of you're going to have your good days and you're going to have your cheat days, or you'll have your good meals and you could have some cheat meals. That's why I'm such a huge fan of Weight Watchers, because how they do it with their points is if you end up having extra points, you know, they apply points for certain foods, all right? And you get assigned a certain amount of points depending on your weight and the weight you want to lose. So let's say, you know, you had salads and you were really good, so you didn't use all the points you were allowed to have that day, and you've been able to rack them up at the end of the week. They allow you to use them for your cheat foods. And the cheat foods, of course, require extra points. You know, like a chocolate cake may be twice the amount of points as, you know, some chicken was. But people lose weight on Weight Watchers. For some reason, it works. So what I would recommend is if you really want nachos, then have nachos. But you better, the next couple days, you know, have salads and fish, etc. And you know, maybe we need to come up with, you know, Saturday and Sunday get to be our cheat days. But during the week, we have to eat really good. And I got to tell you, I've started losing weight more than I expected I would. Yeah, I had some hormone changes, which helped. My doctor, you know, decided to, I'm not going to go into whatever. But the birth control didn't really jive with my metabolism, let's just say. So I got my IUD, and I'm all excited. Yeah, I'll show you pictures of the IUD. It's pretty cool. Anyway, you know, I get to cheat if I get to cheat on Saturday or Sunday with food. Not men. And, you know, during the week, I need to be good. And it's okay. Because, you know, during the week, it's work. I'm too busy to sit there and eat anything expensive or caloric or, sugary. And maybe we need to go at it that way. This way people get their nachos. I think what happens is we eat a sugar-free cake, or we try to eat a fat-free candy bar, or we try, and it just doesn't jive. Now, they are working on a fat-free candy bar. We talked about that, where it would not so much be fat-free, but half the calories and fat of other candy bars using fruit juices. So the candy bar would taste kind of fruity. As long as it, you know, people can digest it and it doesn't give you gas, like a lot of these, you know, sugar-free foods do. And, you know, that may be a good substitute, but most of us, we taste the stuff and we go, ah, to hell with this. And then we give up completely. I say, let's go into the cheat days and let's go into the healthy days. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we're going into the soda ban years now, where Mayor Michael Bloomberg gets credit for trying to legally stop 16-ounce drinks. Well, what they're finding is people are now overdosing on the smaller drinks. They're just getting the smaller drinks and filling those up. Researchers gave 100 college students one of three simulated fast food menus. All of the menus offered a 16-ounce soda for $1.59. One menu also offered a 24-ounce soda for $1.79, 32-ounce soda for $1.99, whereas the other menu offered the same prices for bundles of drinks, two 12-ounce sodas for $1.79, etc. Participants who were given the bundled menu bought on average 4 ounces more compared than those with the regular menu. The findings suggest that fast food outlets could make more money by offering sugary drinks in bundles that still adhere to the proposed 16-ounce limit. See, we knew companies were going to have a problem with this 16-ounce ban, because if you have the fountain out, you know, out in public where you could get your free refills, I mean, you know, you get a small cup and you just refill it. But they're finding that people aren't drinking less. They're just, you know, their body is used to drinking a certain amount. Just like if you're used to eating a certain amount of food on your plate and you eat less of that, then your mind is going to say, well, no, I need more. So they're finding that people are still drinking, you know, 16 ounces or whatever anyway. So I just kind of laugh at that. I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about how there's been at least a 10% decline in employer-sponsored health insurance over the past few years, increasing the overall number of Americans without health coverage. Even though it did happen before Obamacare, I still think we could give Obamacare a lot of credit. We'll give you the latest news on the Senate and the gun bill, as well as your comments and questions. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Natural disaster, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so keeping you guys up to date on the latest on gun control. The gun bill has cleared the Senate, and no chance for filibuster on this one because it passed 68-31. Now, this was the legislation we talked about yesterday by Democratic Senator Manchin and Republican Senator Toomey. And Senate Democrats, joined by 16 Republicans, came up with that 68 vote. Yes, there were, I believe, Senate Democrats that voted against it, as well as Republicans. But the amendment is this. Now it's going to be moving forward. From what we understand, they're going to be working on amendments. It still has to go through the House to be approved. What this does is it scales back a lot of what Obama and Biden wanted in terms of gun control. But it does expand background checks at gun shows, as well as internet sales. personal transactions thus far are exempt. Some people say it still goes too far. You're interfering. It's putting a burden on current gun owners. Some say this still doesn't do anything about the assault weapons, and it still doesn't, you know, help us prevent school gun violence, which, again, I don't think there's any legislation that really can. Unless you could get rid of every single gun. And there's no way that's going to happen because, of course, our movie stars and our presidents and our, you know, you just can't. There's no way to get rid of guns. Secret Service, there's security personnel. No, it's just not going to happen. So if you can't get rid of every single guns, we better be able to have our own guns to protect ourselves. Some of you guys have called in, and we have tons of messages. I just want to play a few of your comments because we're going to have to move on. But this is how some of you felt about what's been going on. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dali, I just wanted to bring up an issue on the gun control. The Colorado shooter did not go to the nearest theater, nor did he go to the largest theater. He went to the only one of seven showing the Batman movie that had an anti-concealed carry policy. And there was a Chicago woman, politician, that made the comment that in Colorado they have concealed carry and nobody in the theater pulled out their guns.
No. Yeah, you're right. No, in Aurora, I don't think you can. I think Aurora, Colorado has some real strict gun laws, and I don't believe you could be concealed carry in Aurora. Now, keep in mind, when James Holmes did enter the theater, he had, I believe, through tear gas. He was himself in a bulletproof shield and mask and leg coverings. I mean, he was dressed for war. But from what we understand, there was also tear gas, and it was very smoky. So, you know, when this first happened, many of us, when we heard, I mean, we were just furious. And some of you had called up saying, you know, if there was concealed carry allowed in Aurora, you know, and I was there, I would have just stopped up and, you know, shot up and shot him. You know, why didn't anybody shoot him? I don't think anybody could. First, like you said, I don't think you can carry guns. I don't think you can be a concealed carry in Aurora, Colorado, and I don't think you could have really even seen. Now, the Oregon mall shooter, okay, not a lot of media attention was given on this, but remember a few months ago there was an Oregon shooter. He had come in with an assault rifle and it jammed, and one of the concealed carries there pulled his gun on him. He hid behind a pillar and pulled his gun on him. Then the guy, once he got his assault rifle back into gear, he turned it on himself. And nobody gives this guy credit, the one who had been the concealed carry that stopped that from happening. You know, you wonder if when these gunmen decide to go on a shooting rampage, you know, like most abusers and like most bad guys, they prey on the weak, schools, kids, people who are unarmed. You know, I understand the whole, you know, Fort Knox shooting is another story. But, you know, most of these people, they don't walk in, you know, to a police station. I mean, because they don't want to deal with artillery. They want to go where it's the path of least resistance. And having the public the public advertisement of, oh, we're a no-gun community here, that does not make me feel safe. If I'm driving across the country and there's a sign saying we are a no-gun community here, that does not make me, that makes me feel so vulnerable, because if anything goes down, there's nobody there to pull out a gun and stop the guy. All right? Because it's not the wonderful, average, great citizen. It's the crazy guy. Okay? The crazy guy that comes out and shoots, or criminal, etc. So, you know, the reason why we have our Second Amendment right, the reason why we have our Second Amendment and we want to protect the rights is so we can protect ourselves and we can protect our family. Of course we have guns. I mean, you know, I can't protect my family with my fists. Yeah, I could kick some good butt. I can. You know, I could probably asphyxiate a testicle, you know, by kneeing it and stopping its blood supply. But that's not enough to protect my babies. Okay, I'm my kid's mama. I am going to protect him. and I'm going to hold on to my gun until the day I die. There is no way I'm going to let anybody take away my guns. What's happening, though, with the Senate right now seems to be very light, very mild. I know many of us didn't want to give an inch because then these guys are going to turn around and take a mile. But we are in a political situation right now where the Democrats and our current administration is not going to take nothing. We have to give them something. And if we all agree on the background checks, which I agree on, you know, now, you know, it's interesting. My husband knows a lot more about assault rifles than I do. And he says that some of these magazine clips, clog isn't the word for it, but they jam. And he said, he believes with the Adam Lanza shooting and with the Oregon shooter, the type of magazine they used jammed. And when they jammed, they had to turn around and move and go to handguns. Now, I don't know where I want to go with this, and I don't know, you know, you get these ideas, and you're like, okay, wait a second, it sounds like a good idea until you really think it through. But what if on assault rifles they have a, you know, where you need to have a recovery period? Like, if they're going after assault rifles and we don't want the assault rifles, you know, taken away, and we don't want, you know, those being legislated, you know, what about rifles where they have some sort of for example, you know, when you go hunting, et cetera, you don't want to have X amount of bullets. You want to have X amount of shots, et cetera, with your rifle. You know, with an assault rifle, you know, maybe one compromise. And again, I need to think this through because, you know, maybe there's more criticism of it than I'm thinking of right now. But, you know, these assault rifle magazines, my husband says they jam a lot. And the two used are known by these shooters, have been known to jam. And then it gives people a break to take them down. All right? Now I know where some of you are like, all right, I don't understand your thinking, Dahlia. So what? We want our assault rifles when we're trying to protect ourselves to stop? No. Like I said, I need to think this through. But, you know, maybe if we're trying to look at compromises and the government is looking at all or nothing, and we on the GOP side need to come up with something. We need to give them something because otherwise they're going to come up with an Obamacare-type bill for gun control, maybe a compromise. Now, remember, not all compromises are wonderful because you got to give in something. But maybe a compromise is allowing certain weapons that have these stop periods that have to be, you know, not reloaded, but kind of like not recharged. You know what I'm saying. Right? No. Let me think about that one. Let me think about it. I'm just trying to think of compromises because I want us to move on and increase safety in the school by getting armed guards. This whole gun control debate in the Congress is a waste of time. Don't go away, guys. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric,
engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.